Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show on KKNW AM 1150, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ in the Northeast, and of course, across the country, Cable Radio Network, CRN. And I'm so excited about today because, first of all, we've got a little bit of sunshine here in Seattle, and that always gets me sort of upbeat this time of year. Woo! How about you, Benny? Yes,
just woo-hoo! A little excited over here.
Relief. Right. Oh, maybe a little bit of vitamin D that doesn't have to come out of a bottle.
It's in preparation, I believe, for this Irish weekend
experience. Yes, so. It is. Do you have any Irish in your blood?
I don't, but I like to support them in beverages of sort, and preferably in green color, so it's all good.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't like beer, unfortunately.
I will take it for the team.
There you go. But I do have the Irish blood, a little bit of it, so we're good.
We have that connection.
Yes, yes. You know, these days, particularly in this part of the country where I'm at, there's so many things that are just taken for granted as being a part of what's our new mainstream. You know, things like, you know, going to a chiropractor and going to hypnotherapy to shift, like, you know, for weight loss or releasing a different type of addiction. But many decades ago, it was a totally different picture. 30 to 40 years ago, chiropractors were thought of as quacks. Hypnosis was some sort of magic trick you saw from stage. And this concept of a mind-body connection was just considered to be totally fringe and totally off the wall. People gave their power away to authorities in their lives, including their medical doctors, without actually, saying, well, what's going on within me? You know, and do I have the power within me to do something about it? So, you know, things were very different. But back then, there was a pioneer, one of several pioneers in the field of the mind-body connection. And his name is Maury Pressman. He's a medical doctor. He's a psychiatrist who actually sort of broke through some of those rules. He opened the lid of that box that society had put him into and began to explore more. And I'm really happy to have him here today. He is a psychiatrist who focuses on bringing the power of the high mind and soul to an individual. He's practiced psychotherapy for decades, combining his knowledge of personal development with knowledge in quantum physics and the wisdom of ancient mysteries. He's an emeritus clinical professor of psychiatry at Temple Medical School and an emeritus chairman of psychiatry at Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's held many prestigious positions, including he's one of the past presidents of ICEM, which is the International Society for the Study of Subtle Energy and Energy Medicine. It's one of these organizations that I really love and I've actually been a member of. And he was an early pioneer in the hypnosis and visualization, which he applied to, get this, 1972 U.S. Olympic ice skaters. 1972. He's the author of several books, Twin Souls, Visions of the Soul, and his latest book is called Living in the Supermind, From Personal Mind to Spiritual Mind. His mission is to help people to know themselves deeply and to enjoy the benefits in living what he calls the supermind. My guest today is Dr. Maury Pressman. Maury, welcome.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you very much. I think you've said it all.
So, you know, it is pretty amazing, this journey you've taken. And, you know, I feel like we're comrades in that sense because I, too, you know, took a journey out of that box that I sort of put myself into, but really society and parents and religion had sort of stuffed me into in their own way. But you were doing this way back when, before it was actually even on bookshelves out there. Can you tell us, what was your motivation from going from, you know, you've gone to medical school, you'd had religious upbringings, and you were a psychiatrist, and you stepped out of that box to venture into something more. What was your motivation?
You know, I didn't break through. I melted through.
Ooh, I like that.
And it rests also, everything rests on the personality that we are. And as I look back on myself, and I hope other people will look into and on back on themselves, because it's so useful. Anyhow, as I look back on myself, I see that I've always had one foot in things which are very traditional, and one foot in things which are way outside of traditional. So I went into, I didn't want to be a psychiatrist, by the way.
Oh, and what did you want to be?
I wanted to be an internist. And I had a very coveted internship in Philadelphia General Hospital, and wanted to become a resident there in internal medicine, but the returning vets from the war, World War II, had priority. So they needed somebody in psychiatry. I thought I would try it. I'd get credit for it. And I hated it. I really did.
Oh, dear. And why did you hate it?
Well, they wouldn't let me out of it. Why did I hate it? Because professors would come around and they'd shake their hands at people that were really in pain. There wasn't much that you could do. We did have a new magical treatment called electroshock therapy.
Oh, scary.
Which really did a lot of good at the time and still does in selected cases. But that's all there was. After a while, I learned that there was such a thing as psychoanalysis. And I said, oh, boy, that's what I need, because I was not particularly happy.
Right, right. So you sought it for yourself.
Yeah. I gobbled up the literature in psychoanalysis, and it really led me into the power that the mind is. After about 10 years, I began to see, so to speak, moving pictures inside of people as they talked to me.
Ah.
So that's how I got into it. But that's the first half of the story. That's the conventional part.
Right. But there you were as a therapist, and you were tuning into touching something more, which I think most of us call, and I think you do too, spiritual psychotherapy.
Right.
Can you sort of define for us a little bit more, what is spiritual psychotherapy?
Well, I'll start off by saying this, that conventional psychiatry and conventional science really relies upon the 3D world, the material world, and makes fun of, so to speak, the internal world, the world of feelings, the world of dreams, the world of imagination.
Right.
And yet, as we're being shown by quantum physics, amongst other things, that's where the real power lies. So spiritual psychotherapy is really a combination of conventional dynamic psychotherapy, in which you look into yourself, you find out the things that keep you away from knowing yourself, things you're afraid to face, and you transcend them with a certain amount of steely effort, but with the faith, a true faith, that you're going to break through into better regions, and you do. But Freud said that the most we could achieve is to work well and to love another person well. And that was rather limited. But the powers of our mind, and especially the heart mind, indicate that we are really so wide in our ability to touch each other and know each other and really be bound to each other. And with that feeling of being identified with other people and serving other people and being identified with nature's creations comes a great deal also of personal power. So by exploring yourself in a conventional way, knowing yourself and growing yourself with good effort, you begin to reach up into levels of the cosmic mind, so to speak, which is not only high above, but also deep within.
Yes, and I think that, you know, I read that in your book, and I think that that is such an important thing to remember, that it is not, I mean, yes, there are aspects of it beyond us in that universal intelligence in the field, so to speak, but it is also within, and it's so powerful when we can begin to tune in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
So I also know from your book that a part of being a therapist for you isn't about remaining separate the way, you know, I think that at least for many years they taught therapists, you know, in counseling schools, you know, social work to, in, you know, psychiatry, that you needed to keep that distance. You needed to keep that distance. And yet there are times when you feel very connected to your client. Can you give us an example?
Absolutely. I was at one time called the Great Stone Face because we were taught to hide our feelings from our patients.
Right.
And not to have contact with relatives or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, after I was old enough in practice, I began to experiment. Anyhow, I've come to the point where I am together with my patient in two ways. Number one, and this is possible and good for everybody, I can forget myself and become them, so to speak, to mm-hmm. join them intuitively. We can all do that.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I can hear or almost hear what they're going to say before they say it. I can certainly feel what they're feeling. In that way, I join with them. But in another way, in contrast to the way I was trained, I've learned to reveal myself on appropriate occasions.
Uh-huh.
In contrast to my being a blank screen, which was what we were taught to be,
uh-huh.
I find that if I can give an example out of my own life at an appropriate moment, and not for my sake, but for their sake,
right,
it has even more power than other examples.
Yes, the power of story is truly profound, and that's why many of us.
The power of personal story, if
yes.
it's done altruistically.
Right. And, you know, talking about connecting with person on that intuitive, you know, not only just mental level, but also feeling level, to me, that feels and sounds so profound because so many of us really want to be seen and heard and felt and have been denied that through, you know, our upbringings, through society or whatever. And so that is quite the gift to offer another person. And we're going to be going into break now, but when we return, I'm going to be talking more to Dr. Maury Pressman, author of Living in a Supermind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW. I'm talking today with the author of Living in the Supermind, Dr. Maury Pressman. And we were just talking about this concept of spiritual psychotherapy and connecting with clients, with patients in a way that is different than what was originally taught. But connecting with somebody on an intuitive level. Now, I know, Maury, that you are an early pioneer in being able to help people tap into so much more within their minds. And before we get into this definition of what is the supermind, can you please tell us about your experience with the 1972 Olympics?
Sure, I'd be glad to. By the way, I'd like to say that hovering over the scene is this principle, that there are guides above, or a plan, you might say,
right,
above for us, with which we can cooperate or which we can resist. And I say that for a purpose, as you'll see when we talk about my experience with the athletes. I guess the idea is to take a chance, to take a good chance. In any case, two of my boys, I have three men, who are my sons, that were in ice skating, and they got rather far. So there was an Olympic ice skating coach, Ron Luddington, who, to my surprise, approached me and asked me, since he knew I was a psychiatrist, if I would be willing to help. And I said, for sure, because, after all, these were my boys who were being part of the group.
Right.
So I spoke to them up at Lake Placid, where they were training, and using my usual tools that I was taught, I encouraged them to face their anxiety. And truly, they wanted to throw me out of the room. So I had to think fast. It wasn't a plan. It's just that I was able to let something descend upon me. And I remembered how to do hypnosis. Uh-huh. And I also borrowed from something which was very popular at the time called it's behavior therapy. Joe Walpe, he would have people imagine themselves going into the things that they feared, such as their phobias, over and over again, and having that help them.
Right.
So I quickly put together imagining yourself skating a perfect program. And I was, while they were in hypnosis, and I was amazed at the results, and I didn't really believe them. I thought it was merely a matter of the placebo effect because Ron had spread such good news about me.
Uh-huh.
But it happened over and over and over again, so I began to be convinced. In fact, I tried it. I tried to use hypnosis in group, and it worked even better. On one occasion, one of the coaches up there, listening in, began to find his hand rising involuntarily.
Uh-huh.
It was a good subject, apparently.
At the power of suggestion.
Yes. Suggestion, though, when you're in a relaxed and sort of giving state. So that was the beginning of it, and it was written up in some skating magazines, but not otherwise popularized. Now it's a very essential part of real athletic training.
Right.
And it works for a very good reason, which we can go into sometime.
No, go ahead. I'd love to hear more.
Well, the good reason is really way out. And the way out thing is that consciousness creates what we pay attention to actually creates. Mm-hmm. And all the more so if we're in a surrendered state of mind, that is a accepting state of mind. I can go into some proofs of that sometime, but I'd like to stop here.
Well, you know, that's something that I've learned within the healing realm. As an energy healer, you know, one of the things I learned doing reconnective healing was the power of attention instead of intention, and just sort of connecting on that deeper level by trusting and sort of acquiescing, surrendering, as you say, to the power beyond and the power within. And I've seen profound healings when, you know, I, as a practitioner, do that. And I know that that's not necessarily an easy thing to do within our own lives, but it's very, very powerful.
Absolutely. You bring such good attention to attention. And so I'd like to validate that with what's happening in quantum physics, can I?
Oh, please do, yes. I love science. My listeners do, too.
Well, even before that, I've noticed, and you've noticed, and everybody's noticed, that if you pay attention to somebody, look at them, they become very vivid. While what's in the corner of your eye is really pale until you look directly at it. Well, that's a clinical experience where attention vivifies, brings to life.
Right.
In quantum physics, Heisenberg was trying to find out if the electron or proton, I forget which, was a wave or a particle.
Right,
a wave would
right.
be potential. Particle would be sort of flesh material.
Sure.
And as they did the experiment, they turned the apparatus on, left the room. They came back and looked, and they saw that the graph indicated that it was a wave, really potential.
Uh-huh.
But when they came in the next time and were in the room, examined what was happening, lo and behold, it was a particle, something material.
Right.
So you can derive from that the basis, the electron, which is the basis of everything, including our human cells and ourselves and everything, is really an emblem of the space around us, the creative space around us. The creator is really potential. And when you bring your consciousness, your attention to it, it precipitates, so to speak, out of what is potential, what is energy, into something which is actual, that is manifest or 3D.
Right. So I just want to reiterate that because it's such an important point. By paying attention, by observing with that focus, it creates... It goes from something that could happen or could be to into actual existence and material reality.
Right.
That's so powerful because observation changes outcome. So for those people who say, oh, gosh, you know, that's not real. If you don't open your eyes and consider it and put that attention on it, of course, it's not going to be real because then it's only the potential.
It's more than that, Christine.
What's that?
When they say, or when we say, it's not real, it's a kind of doubt which society has taught us, which really shatters the creation. When you create with attention, it really works if it's in a sacrificed, surrendered way.
Right.
I'm sure when you do your healing that you're in a surrendered state of mind.
Absolutely.
I'm sure your clients are also in a very, very relaxed state, a surrendered state. So I wanted to bring that in about, we call it only imagination. That's what we've been taught. But it is a resistance to letting it happen.
Right. So there's the questioning, which I don't think you're necessarily saying that doubt and questioning are the same thing. I think that questioning can actually be very powerful in sort of allowing us to tap into more and experience more. But that doubt is sort of like the, you know, putting the blinders on and saying it can't be true.
Right.
Yes. And oh, I totally agree with you, Maury. It's the killer of, I think, happiness in this reality.
Well, doubt can be useful because otherwise we'd be chaotic, you know. But it really is overdone. We so much respect the conventional scientific realm, and which has done a lot, but really it's gone too far in terms of doubt.
Doubt
can be an enemy.
And in science, don't they call that scientism? When
I guess they do.
The scientists are so close-minded they won't consider other possibilities.
They make a religion out of it.
Exactly. It's dogma. Yeah. And that actually prevents us from moving forward in new ways. And, you know, you were the president of ICEM, which is a wonderful organization. I've been to the conference many times, actually had the honor of speaking at just one of the breakout sessions. How did you ever connect from that realm of spiritual psychotherapy to the science?
Oh, gee, through certain people. I was very lucky. Again, I think that it's fate hanging overhead. Excuse me again. to have met Elmer Green, who is a pioneer in biofeedback.
Uh-huh.
And he invited me to Council Grove, which is a convocation of scientists, but also educators, seekers of all kinds, and in which about 100 people get together without taking notes, without any taping, or just exchanging. And I met some of the most wonderful people there, including Bill Tiller.
Right. Oh, I know Bill. He's great.
Right. And Jim Osman and many others.
Uh-huh.
Who are scientists who are also very, very open. And I became not only interested in them, but I began to see the conjunctions between some of the things they were teaching and my work in terms of examining the interior of the mind.
Right.
And then going on to books which are written for people who are not physicists, like Erwin Laszlo,
uh-huh.
makes it such a beautiful description of the interior of the mind in terms of physics. And all this goes together also with the core of all religions. The core of all religions go together with the ancient mysteries and the religions of the East, as well as core Christianity, core Judaism,
uh-huh.
core Islam.
Well, we've got to go to another break. But when we return, I promise I'm going to let Dr. Pressman tell us what is the supermind and why we should want to live there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and we're talking to the author of Living in the Supermind, Dr. Maury Pressman. Maury, can you define for our listeners what you mean by the supermind?
I can, I will, and I'll try.
Okay.
The supermind is really what it says. It's the highest mind. It's really the creator within you, and I'd like to try to make that more understandable. I borrowed the term from a great teacher, Sri Aurobindo in India. Mm-hmm. But it rests upon the fact that we do have within us a true supermind quite far beyond anything that we can imagine. But we can open to it as we become more and more advanced within ourselves. So let me get into personal development for a moment.
Right.
We all have ways of striving to be better. We all have ways of resisting knowing ourselves, facing those demons or those fears or mm-hmm. those angers or those guilts that we don't want to face. But we learn in psychoanalysis that if you face them, if you accept them, if you absorb them, so to speak, like your fears or your guilt,
right,
you will transcend them. You'll not only transcend them, but you'll also rise up to being a better person. You'll feel better, less fear, and more in sympathy with other people.
So did you say you'll absorb them?
Absorb them. Yeah, like, you know, instead of suppressing your fear, feel it.
Right, okay.
And let your cells absorb it, because they're just like a sponge which absorbs water.
Uh-huh.
It's going to evaporate. You're going to break through to the other side.
Ooh, I like that analogy. I like that.
It's like a plane going through clouds. And it happens. It really happens. And after it happens, you not only feel better, but you're a stronger and more whole person because you've got more psychological muscles.
Uh-huh.
And inevitably, you grow into a person who's more in tune with other people, more sympathetic, let's say, to their fears or their anxieties.
Right.
So there is inherent in everybody what I call the soul, the better part of a person.
Sure.
The soul in contrast to the spirit.
So tell us how you define those two. Many people will use those two words interchangeably, but you actually make distinction.
I will. In fact, I've puzzled over it so long because it's used interchangeably in sort of a mixed-up way in literature. Let me just start with a plan of how creation works and plan of return. We start off by being the creator, or this super energy which surrounds us, from which we precipitate. I call the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when the creator decided to move out of potential, that tremendous energy descended in seven levels. And the fourth level I call the soul, which is a delegate of the spirit of the high creator. And the soul is like a double-faced radar dish. It receives messages from above and transmits them to below. That's where inspiration comes from.
And it goes both ways, doesn't it?
It does go both ways, because we teach the Akashic record. We teach the high entities
uh-huh.
what our experiences are on Earth. The soul manufactures from itself. The lower body is called the mind body, and next the emotional or dream body or astral body, and then the physical body, which becomes enlivened by a physical, by an etheric net or a life body. So I'll get on to supermind in a moment. If you get into this relaxed state of mind, as you do in true prayer or meditation or just true surrender to the good of other people, you find that your physical body becomes more and more relaxed. It essentially disappears to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happens when you let your emotions quiet down, calm down, peaceful down. And the same thing happens when you let your thoughts drift away, or intruding sensations just drift away. You do arrive at a feeling of flow or zone or peace. And when you do that, you're really opening to a cosmic mind, that mind above the soul. The soul transmits through too. Now that's also transmitting to or receiving from a higher mind.
Right.
But also that higher mind is really deep within. The deeper you go, the higher you go. It's just like the energy which surrounds us, or the tree. The tree has many branches, but on the underneath it has an equivalent number of branches called roots. And mm-hmm. that's how energy flows, mm-hmm. anyhow, through us.
Mm-hmm.
So the deeper we go inside, and that means going into surrendered state, it also means going into becoming a better and better and better person, more and more interested in the people around you and the things around you, you do then grow into a higher mind. You begin to receive higher energy and knowledge, and you begin to transmit higher energy and higher knowledge called love. So that's the area of the supermind in which you can, as you do, Christine, emit energies called love and healing,
mm-hmm.
which have a very powerful effect, or have other powers such as being able to know your patients or the other person intimately beyond speech, or such as seeing across the continent and remote viewing, and so on and so on.
Absolutely.
These are the powers and the areas of the supermind, superworld, which are achievable.
And when you start tapping into that, I think one of the things that becomes so evident is that we, although physically we look like we're disconnected from one another, we actually are not separate, correct?
We are so connected. Can I speak about the hologram for a moment?
Absolutely.
If you've been to Disney World, you'll see a three-dimensional ghost. That's the projection of a hologram. A hologram is made in such a way that if you break the photographic plate in half and project light through it, you get two whole pictures, not two half pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happens if you break it into 128 parts. That has tremendous implications. And by the way, the hologram is the basis for how things work everywhere, in space, in human cells, in human societies.
So I'm just trying to understand this. Are we talking like it's fractals?
It's same as fractals,
okay.
Exactly. But so since you break a photographic plate in 128 parts and still that one part has everything, it means that one part contains everything but is contained in everything, like a molecule in the ocean. Which is the ocean? They both are the ocean.
Uh-huh.
But that means that we each are contained in each other. We're not only joined, we're contained in each other. We are each other if we let it happen without losing our identity. That's the basis of true goodism, G-O-O-D-I-S-M,
uh-huh.
true religion, true spirituality, and we achieve it more and more as we let ourselves grow gooder, G-O-O-D-E-R.
Uh-huh. And it's probably no mistake that in the English language, good and God are just one letter away from each other.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So Maury, can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can find out more about the books that you've written?
Oh, sure. Well, my website is mauripressman.com, M-A-U-R-I-E-P-R-E-S-S-M-A-N, one word, .com. My phone number, if you care to call, is 215-922-0204. My web has various articles on it as well, which you can tap into. So I would welcome that. You have my email there as well, and I'd be happy to respond.
Okay.
So MauriPressman.com.
Yes. So we're going to go to break, and when we return, I'm going to ask Maury just to briefly describe the different ways that we can sort of work to tap our way into that supermind.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing this story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thain, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thain's DR, T is Tom, H, A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S-O-N-E .net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, and Cable Radio Network. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Maury Pressman. He's the author of Living in the Supermind. And Maury, you were doing your best to describe that thing, that place, that existence, so to speak, that makes us feel so good and helps us be better people. It's hard to define, but you call it the supermind. How does a person get from their inner chaotic life to that place of connection to everything?
It's really called the heart mind, the heart, H-E-A-R-T, which contains brain cells, actually. So the real secret is to, first of all, notice yourself observing yourself. There is a witness inside of yourself which watches your emotions, let's say, and your thinking. When you get into this state of relaxation, whether it's meditation or just plain not taking yourself so seriously, then you watch these things. And as you watch them, you can let yourself become a better and better person by noticing selfishnesses or unnecessary angers or guilt and things like that, and letting yourself grow into a better and better person, in which case you'll feel more and more the serenity of this heart-mind and the joy of joining with other people and serving other people. And as you do so, you yourself will grow into a more joyous, more flowing, more accomplishing state.
So, Maury, when you talk about looking at these aspects of ourselves that are keeping us from this connection, are you talking about having us deny that or actually then suppressing it or somehow releasing it?
Absolutely. Noticing it, first of all, because it comes out of the shadows.
Right.
You can do something about it. And then instead of releasing, I would say transcending it, which means to rise above it. And you do that by absorbing it, so to speak, the fear. Be afraid and transcend it. Rise above it, doing the thing that's best for all concerned, including yourself.
So, do you think that all these things that keep us from being connected with one another are based on fear?
Fear and other things, but we've been taught, you know, the dictum is to cover your you-know-what.
Yeah.
But that's changing in society. The society is growing more global in the true sense of the word, notwithstanding the terroristic things that are happening. And your effort, Christine, and mine, are part of helping it to become more global and more holistic and nearer to the spiritual mind.
Right. And when we're nearer to the spiritual mind, you know, that to me is our authentic self. That's who we're here to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, Maury. Your book, Living in the Supermind, that's available on Amazon.com, right?
Yes, indeed.
And people can connect with you again through your website, MauryPressman.com.
Yes.
Can you just, in you know, one or two sentences, what would you like to share with our listeners today?
The fact that they're listening in means that they're on the path. And being on the path means to aspire to be a better person and a more powerful person in the good sense of the word. So keep listening to your heart, your intuitive mind. Pay attention to your imaginations and meld them with practical sense. And in this way, let yourself rise up to the joy of really being together with your neighbors as well as your family and all of nature.
Wonderful. Dr. Maury Pressman, thank you so much for joining me here today.
And thank you, Christine, for this opportunity.
And thank you for all that you've done as pioneer to help make it, you know, a better world for us. And I know that in every moment we are acting as pioneers, and you stepped up to the plate, and you actually did it. Thank you for
thank
doing
you.
That.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this weekend I've got an event going on this at Stellar Reflections here in the Seattle area that I want to tell everybody about. You know, for about 2 or 3 years now, I've had people say to me, please, can you teach me about abundance? I've got blockages here. I've got blockages there. I can't seem to, you know, earn enough money. I can't seem to pay my bills, or I can't seem to just feel comfortable with the flow of money. I've got a lot of fear associated with it. How do I fix it? Well, you know, I've actually mentored some people in this realm and it's begun to explore sort of within myself what is it that is the vibration of abundance? And I say vibration because of the fact that we are vibrational beings. What we attract into our life is based on our vibration. So if you do like have issues with money, there's constriction in that flow. There is something in your vibration that is preventing you from accepting our birthright of the flow of financial, material, and otherwise, you know, in our lives, other aspects of our lives, abundance. So what is getting in the way? During my four-hour classes, I will be talking about exploring your belief systems. We'll go through some exercises to help you to tune in to see what might be getting in the way. And what is your belief system about money, about worthiness, about the flow of finances, and about material comfort? Beyond that, I'm going to be talking about several other things. One of the things that people say they've never heard before is what I call the integrity of the flow of energy of financial abundance. What do I mean about the integrity of the flow? By integrity of the flow, I'm talking about respecting all aspects of the energy that has gone into that flow, whether it's money coming in or a gift that you're receiving, whatever it is. But if you respect the energy that is expended, then that will help open you up to more flow. So what does this mean? That sounds kind of theoretical, esoteric. What I'm talking about is having complete integrity in terms of how you operate your life with material goods and with finances. For instance, perhaps if somebody's got a CD and they really like the CD and they're telling all their friends, this is great music, this is great music, I would, you know, really like you to have a copy of this. So here, put this on your iPod, put this on your MP3. Now, you know, by design, we're supposed to share these things with, you know, a couple of other people. But if you start sharing it with 10 or 20 people, you might think, hey, I'm saving that person money. I'm doing a really good thing. However, when you think about the energy that was used to create that CD, the energy of the artist sort of stepping into their creative flow and spending their time and energy making that music, and all the cost and the energy spent on the production of the music, if it's shared with 20 different people, you're actually saying that person's energy isn't worth that much, or those people involved, their energy is not worth so much. Why does that matter? Because what you project onto others, you're going to experience yourself. So do you respect other people's creative energy, the energy that they have expended? And do you accept that as being just a part of what they deserve? The flip side of that is, do you feel worthy of receiving? If you are expending your energy, but no, you don't want any money for it, or, oh, you know, you don't have to take pay. Or, you know, if you're particularly in the healing field, I see this a lot. People saying, oh, gosh, you know, it's a gift, so I don't want to take anything for it. But you expend your energy. You're stepping into your gift. If you're not willing to receive, that actually is out of integrity with that flow of abundance. So that's something important that we're going to be talking about in detail. Also, note that the flow of material abundance is comparable to any other kind of abundance, whether we're talking about, you know, experiencing love in your life or experiencing friendship or getting the kinds of help you need in your career, whatever it is. So, you know, it is kind of opening to the flow. And from an energetic level, I view that as sort of opening to the light and energy that flows through us. But there are some unique things about money that makes opening to that flow something different. So over the weekend, we're going to be talking about how to remove blockages, how to shift your vibration so that you do open to that flow and allow material abundance to come to you. And guess what? If you can open to the flow within the material world, that means you're going to be opening to the flow in other areas of your life, including love. The class time is from 1:30 to 5:30. If you'd like to register, please call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. And if you need more information, go to my website, stellarreflections.com. Again, thank you for joining me today, Maury Pressman, and thanks to you who are listening. Next week, we have Meta Lynn, author of The Mystic Cookbook, The Secret Alchemy of Food. I hope you'll join me here next week, Friday at 11 a.m.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Noel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Advent Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.